Bush and Kerry supporters have distinctly different views about the war in Iraq. We all know that. You'd think they would agree, though, about some basic facts. Evidently not. A new opinion survey shows that very large numbers of Bush backers believe that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction at the start of the war. Equally large numbers of Kerry supporters say no. The poll was conducted by the Program on International Policy Attitudes at the University of Maryland and the Knowledge Networks Company. Stephen Kull, director of the Program on International Policy Attitudes, is with us here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Tell us what you found.
Well, it was really quite striking that we really have two groups of people here living in separate realities. Usually in elections, there are disputes about values or strategies, what the U.S. should do in the world. But here we have a real dispute about what's true. And majorities of Bush supporters think that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, or at least a major program. Three quarters had that. And they think that the majority of experts believe this, and that that's what the Dulfer report said.
This was conducted just, a couple of weeks ago when the Dulfer report came out?
Just after the Dulfer report came out. That was not the case.
And for those who missed it, it said it was not the case.
That's right. And Kerry supporters perceive that Charles Dulfer said that that was not the case, and that the experts don't say that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and so on. In terms of links to al-Qaeda, three-quarters of Bush supporters say that Iraq was giving substantial support to al-Qaeda, while approximately the same number of Kerry supporters say that's not the case. Two-thirds say that clear evidence that Iraq was providing this support has been found.
We're talking with Stephen Kull, who's the director of the Program on International Policy Attitudes, about a PIPA poll. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, you're talking about people, as you say, living in different realities. The 9/11 Commission report said there is no evidence that Iraq provided substantial support to al-Qaeda. That's the factual equivalent of the Dulfer report on weapons of mass destruction. Did Kerry and Bush supporters interpret that information the same way?
Quite differently. A majority of the Bush supporters heard the 9/11 Commission say no. Iraq was providing substantial support, while a majority of Kerry supporters perceived the opposite.
Now, I understand you also asked people whether they would have supported the war if Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction and had not been providing substantial support to al-Qaeda.
Well, this is one area where they did agree, the Bush supporters and the Kerry supporters. Clear majorities on both sides said that if Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction or was not providing support to al-Qaeda, then the U.S. should not have gone to war with Iraq. Now, that means for Bush supporters, to maintain their support, it's kind of necessary for them to have these beliefs. There's a kind of cognitive dissonance between believing that the U.S. should not have gone to war if Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and believing that Iraq didn't actually have them. So that helps, I think, explain to some extent why the Bush supporters hold on to these beliefs.
The Bush supporters seem to be hearing one thing from the administration. Kerry supporters seem to be hearing another.
No, actually, they're hearing the same thing. Both Bush and Kerry supporters say that the Bush administration is saying that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, or at least a major program for developing them, and that Iraq was providing substantial support to al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Very large majorities on both sides. Now, they have different interpretations of whether that's correct or not, but they do have the same perception.
Now, another big issue that I know you pulled on is how people around the world view this war in Iraq and this issue of weapons of mass destruction and the whole rationale for going to war in the first place.
Right. Bush supporters assume that a small minority of world public opinion opposes the U.S. going to war with Iraq, that 68% assume that views are either divided or that they're favorable, while 74% of Kerry supporters assume that the majority of world public opinion is opposed. Well, there have been polls done by Gallup International and others, and it's clear that the dominant view around the world is a negative view of the U.S. going to war with Iraq.
Stephen Cull, we're going to ask you to stay with us here in Studio 3A. When we come back from a short break, we're going to be joined by NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving, who's going to help us try to explain how these what these findings are. We'll also take some of your phone calls. If you have questions about this poll, our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. You can also send us questions by email, totn@npr.org. Later in the program, we're also going to be talking about a different kind of international program. This was a operation run by the Guardian newspaper in Britain, which tried to connect some of its readers to undecided voters in Ohio. The program was started with a somewhat humorous idea. It turned out to provoke a very serious response. We'll find out what kind of letters people were getting in Ohio and what kind of response people got in England when this became public. Stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Today we're talking about a new poll on people's knowledge and beliefs about weapons of mass destruction and the war in Iraq. Stephen Cull, the director of the Program on International Policy Attitudes of the University of Maryland, is with us here in the studio. And joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. If you're just joining us, a very brief summary of this poll, which we were talking about before the break, was that the majority of Bush supporters believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction or a vigorous program to pursue them before the war. The vast majority of Kerry supporters do not believe that. The vast majority of Bush supporters believe that there were substantial ties between Saddam Hussein's Iraq and al-Qaeda. The vast majority of Democratic Kerry supporters do not. Ron Elving, how can this be?
I think, Neil, that you're talking about a group of people who receive their information somewhat differently from the Kerry supporters. You're talking particularly here about how the Bush supporters see the facts on Iraq radically differently, not only from the Kerry supporters, but from the way most of us in the news business perceive the information that's been coming from the government itself pretty much all year. The David Kaye Report, Senate Intelligence Committee view, the 9/11 Commission, and now most recently Charles Duffer's report, all of which seem to add up to saying, well, we had it wrong on the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But there are a lot of other news media that don't see it quite that way. And many of the people who are Bush supporters are, in all likelihood, getting their information from those news media. Now, for example, there's the weekly publication. It's a news weekly called World, and it's an alternative to Time and Newsweek that's published by a group of people in North Carolina closely associated with the Christian conservative movement. Marvin Olasky is the editor-in-chief. He was the originator of the term compassionate conservatism, has been close to George Bush. And in their recent issue, their cover story is all about the ties they've found between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, and they also have an article about how the main thing we should all be looking at out of the Charles Duffer report is not what he found about stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction being missing in Iraq, but rather the evidence he found that Saddam Hussein wanted to have them and, given the right circumstances, would have gone back to trying to develop them. That, in their mind, I have no doubt, constitutes a vigorous program of weapons of mass destruction.
I'm not sure what the readership of the World magazine you're just talking about is, but I don't think it approaches either Time or Newsweek.
No, and I use it really only for illustrative purposes. I doubt very much it reaches the majority of Bush supporters, although I suspect that the majority of its readers are Bush supporters. But what it illustrates is the existence, and there are many other magazines as well, American Spectator, Weekly Standard, and so on, who take a much different view of Bush, Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, Saddam Hussein, from what you will find in Time or Newsweek or the New York Times.
Let me turn to Stephen Cull. Did your PIPA poll explore this question of the origin of people's beliefs?
Well, we didn't in this poll, but some time ago we did do a study where we asked people where they got their most of their news, and we found a big variation in terms of the level of these misperceptions and where they got their news. Well, as a compliment to your viewers, those who watched got their news from NPR or PBS actually had the lowest level of misperceptions, and then it went progressively higher. The people who watched Fox were the ones that had the highest level of misperceptions. just to give you a sense of the range, it was 23% of PBS and NPR viewers had one of these key misperceptions related to weapons of mass destruction, links to Al-Qaeda, and so on. Yeah. And then it went all the way up to 80% among Fox viewers, with all the others on a stream in between.
Let's get some listeners involved in the conversation. If you'd like to get a call in on this, 800-989-8255. Again, email is totn@npr.org. Francis is with us from El Dorado Hills in California.
Hi. This is, I think, a fundamental topic about this whole thing that we're trying to figure out in the next 2 weeks. It's always disconcerting to find out that the people next door don't live on the same planet that you do. And in light of that, with Ron Suskind's article in the New York Times about Bush's people essentially saying, we create reality for the rest of you that study it, and the current issue in the New Yorker, in which one of the people involved in watching how the decision to go to Iraq was made said he really had no idea what the basis for the decision was ultimately, and Gore's quotation of the Suskind article in that speech essentially accusing Bush of either out-and-out mendacity or probably something akin to nuttiness, all has me sort of even more upset than I otherwise would be in a period like this. Did you get any chance at all in asking any of these questions to any of these people to dig more deeply into whether or not their responses were based on just sheer support of the president because they love him, or because they actually have taken the time to think about what he's done and proposed, compare it with other people's views, and make a somewhat more reasonable decision?
This is something that people don't always know why they think and feel exactly as they do. But it is very clear that Bush supporters have a very strong positive feeling toward the president, particularly that got established in the wake of 9/11. And it's very hard for them to come to terms with the idea that we went to war based on mistaken assumptions. So that creates a tension that makes it difficult for people to let in that kind of information. And people, when they don't want to, are pretty good at screening out dissonant information.
Francis, thanks very much for the call.
My pleasure.
And let's talk now with Warren. Warren's calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, good afternoon. Basically, my point is I don't honestly believe that this poll could have been taken correctly or is accurate. I can't believe that many people who support the president would believe. I mean, your facts are 100% correct, and a majority of Bush supporters like myself don't believe that the stuff's there. We believe it was, like the rest of the world, intelligence community said it was there. We support giving a lot of it to them. Where it is now should really be the big question, at least it is in my mind. And I just, something just doesn't come right with this survey, this poll, because it's just too much common sense to say, oh yeah, it was there. When, I mean, the facts have been real clear from Fox all the way down to NBC to the news. We didn't find them. I just don't know. I don't really get who's out there saying, oh, yeah, it was really there. I just don't understand this poll. I don't know any Bush supporter that believes it's still there. I mean, we really here in the Northeast Ohio believe the stuff's not there. But we also don't care. We went
I'm sorry. I think the question was, did you believe they were there when the war started?
Everyone did. Even John Kerry did. We all did.
Stephen Cole, what was the question?
The question is, do you now think that before the war, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction or a major program, supported Al-Qaeda, and so on? And I should add, this isn't just a one-time poll. We've done this numerous times, and other organizations have asked these questions as well. Newsweek asked in September whether they believe Iraq was involved in 9/11, and 42% said that they thought that it was.
Mm-hmm. And Warren, you're of the belief that they were there and were spirited out somehow?
Oh, yes, indeed. And I just, who are the people they asked? I mean, were they really being serious with their answer? Because I can't think of someone smart enough to actually believe in the face of the facts as you clearly presented. I have not yet met anyone, Northeast Ohio, Bush supporter or not, that believes in, you know, this, but this, it doesn't jive. And just that nobody really believes the stuff's there now in real life. I'd like to know where these people came from that said they still believe it's there. This all Al-Qaeda link. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Who really was asked these questions?
Ron Elving?
Well, the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, has said on a number of occasions that he still does not accept the idea that there are no stockpiles left in Iraq of weapons of mass destruction, defined to include biological chemical weapons, and would not be surprised if they did still find some. The Vice President, Dick Cheney, has said a number of things that tend in that same direction and has never really given up on the issue of a connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein that would have had something to do with the kind of terrorist activities we associate with 9/11.
So you're saying
there are lots of places from which you could have gotten the impression within the Bush administration that some of these things were true.
Okay.
The President has never said that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction, and he sometimes still talks about how we disarmed Iraq, which implies, of course, that there were arms.
Okay. Thanks to you both. We appreciate it. Stephen Kull, director of the Program on International Policy Attitudes. If people want to look at this poll, where is it available?
You can find it at www.pipa.org.
And also with us, NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Thanks, as always.
My pleasure, Neil.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.